In this video, we will look at five possible pathways for a legacy or plateaued church: renewal, restart, replanting, partnership, or closure. Not every struggling church needs the same solution. That is why honest diagnosis matters. Some churches need renewal. These churches still have spiritual life, teachable leaders, some trust, and enough structure to move forward. They may need prayer, fresh training, clearer roles, stronger discipleship, and renewed mission. Some churches need a restart. A restart goes deeper. The church may need to pause certain habits, rebuild leadership, clarify membership expectations, address wounds, renew worship, and relaunch ministry with a clearer covenant and mission. Some churches may need replanting. This happens when the old structure is no longer able to carry the mission. A replant may involve new leadership, new governance, new ministry rhythms, and sometimes a new identity while still honoring what came before. Some churches need partnership. A small or pastoralist church may not be able to flourish alone. It may need a relationship with another church, a denomination, a soul center, trained volunteer ministers, part-time leadership, bivocational pastors, or a ministry network that can provide support and accountability. And sometimes a church may need to consider faithful closure. That is a painful topic, but closing a church is not always failure. Sometimes a congregation has completed its season. A faithful closure may protect people, honor resources, bless another ministry, and release remaining members into healthier church life. The key is not to force one answer. The key is to discern faithfully. Ask questions like these: is there still teachable leadership? Is there trust that can be rebuilt? Are people willing to pray and repent? Is the church willing to make disciples again? Is the building serving the mission, or is the mission serving the building? Are there potential leaders who can be trained? Is the church willing to receive outside help? A church should not choose renewal because it fears change. It should not choose closure because it lacks imagination. It should not choose restart because it sounds exciting. It should seek the Lord, tell the truth, listen wisely, and act faithfully. The future of a legacy church begins with honest discernment. Name the real condition